Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Of course, you don't feel like doing it. It's hard, whatever it is. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness. That lawyer in your head is good. That lawyer knows just what to say.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away if you want to achieve greatness. I'm talking about the grind. The f***ing grind. Your feelings have to go away.
To have a goal that's worth dying for. If you have a goal that's worth dying for, what the hell you want to do it anyway?
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen. If you are short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become reality. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is that the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen.
Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school, you worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it, move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Winners have already seen themselves with the trophy, have already seen themselves on the other side of the finish line in first place. They don't just go, well, I hope this works. They have such a clear vision that they can feel it, taste it, breathe it, smell it. And then they live a ruthlessly designed life. They have these core values that are non-negotiable for them. Because if you're a winner, you cannot have negotiable values.
If no one's told you before, I'm here to tell you now. You don't need any more courses. You don't need any more books, any more YouTube lectures. The time for action is now. It's time for you to go from where you are to where you need to be. You have all of the information. You've read the books. You've taken the courses. It's time to take that information and apply it.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice, and then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself. Be yourself. Authenticity is everything.
It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you are.
I'm saying you dig in until you win. You work until you win. You wrestle until you win. And when you're on that winning road, don't you dare look back. You're not going in that direction anymore. And it doesn't matter where you've come from or what happened previously. You are becoming something different. Starting right now, you're becoming something better. You're becoming something more.
You are worth it. You are worth every bit of your dreams. You're worth every bit of that dream life that you fall asleep to, that you have up on your vision board. You are worth every bit of that. But in order to achieve that, you have to be willing to put in the work. It's time to be accountable for the work that you need to do. No more theories, no more imaginations. The time for action is now.
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years, 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. When you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now, right now, this very second. And I'm not saying drop everything and let the world come to a grinding halt. I'm saying that you can become a seeker. You can be loving more. You can be taking some chances. You can be living more.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
spending more time with your family, you can be getting in touch with the part of you that lives instead of fears, the part of you that loves instead of hates.
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
See, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. When this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets simple.
Life is an ocean of opportunities, but sometimes we find ourselves anchored to the safety of the shore, petrified to venture into the unknown. But it's in that unknown where you find true freedom. So how do you let go of the safety that's keeping you from the life of your dreams? You burn the ships.
Ultimate mindset says that I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. Because I am driven by purpose and duty while others are driven by pleasures and desire. And it is that fork in the road that separates the winners from the losers in life.
I want y'all to remember something. When a winner and a loser first start something, they both got the same goal, right? I'm gonna say it again. When a winner and a loser first start something, they both got the exact same goal. When something first starts, but somewhere in the midst of the journey and the process, somebody looks at the outcome and somebody focuses on the strategies and the processes that it takes in order to drive the outcome.
Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. Go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
When we burn the ships in our life, we also eliminate the option of retreat. We commit fully to our goals and dreams, no matter how scary they seem. When you burn your ships, you tap into a wellspring of inner strength and resilience you never knew you had. You look around and you see no other option but success.
You gotta get to a point where you lock in, God. You are locked into the process. And if you don't see nothing, if you don't see no results, you don't give up and you don't give in because you're not doing it for the goal. You're doing it because you are in love with the process.
Consistency of work. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then you can get to where you want to go.
Life isn't about what you have or being a have-none. It's about remembering the dreams that were in you as a little girl, as a little boy. Remember that you were born with a purpose, regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what other people have said about you. You are gifted. You are qualified. You are wonderful. You are amazing. Every morning, I want you to look in the mirror and have a conversation with your future self. You've already arrived. You've already won. You've already went back and changed your whole community. You changed the whole culture. What you are is a product in the making.
Nothing in life is easy. Nothing is going to be given to us. Nothing is going to stand on its own accord without proper preparation. Resilience in your life is the proper preparation. Now, whether you want to think about it or not, if you were to reflect on those times in your lives where things are seemingly falling down around you, everything was hard, everything was a struggle, when you got out of that and you looked back from where you came from, you knew that it was in those spaces that shaped you, that allowed you to become the person that you are now. And everything cycles in life. Everything is going to be an up and a down, a light and a dark, hot and cold. But opposition in all things is necessary. But it's those of us who have resilience, it's those of us who will get up every time. Even when you fall down, flat on your face, it hurts, you're cut, you're bleeding. And we still get up.
It's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. I know plenty of people that are capable. I know fewer people that are willing. Will is a powerful thing. Ask yourself, what are you willing to do?
Life is not a series of uninterrupted successes and joyful moments. Instead, life is marked by challenges, setbacks, and moments of incredibly hard defeats. I mean defeats as in failures. During these times of darkness and despair, our true character can be forged and our inner true strength can be revealed. Will you surrender to despair, or will you rise phoenix-like from the ashes of your circumstances?
How can you become the person that you wish to be unless you live the life that you wish not to live? How can you be brave unless you felt fear? How can you be strong unless you were once weak?
Hey, guess what? It's going to be the hardest thing you ever did. Along the way, you're going to lose all your fucking friends. You're going to struggle. You're going to make mistakes. There's going to be multiple fucking days where you don't think that you're going to make it. And those days sometimes last for months. Nobody's going to relate to you. No one's going to understand why you're doing it. And I'm going to tell you this. They might laugh at you now. Everybody laughed at me back in the day. Guess who's laughing now? Me.
Remember that. Relish in it. Get it all over you. Reflect in these moments. Because the trials are what make you great. The trials are what forge you into tempered steel that is unbreakable and unbendable. It's these moments. Embrace them.
We become what we think about most of the time. And that's the strangest secret. This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's in establishing them.
So why do the hard thing? I mean, after all, if we have food on the table, a roof over our head, why go out of our way to make life more difficult than it has to be? I'm reminded of a quote that says, when we're in love, we learn about who we want to be. But when we're in war, we learn about who we actually are. And learning who you are doesn't come automatically. Knowing if whether or not you're the person who runs, flees, and hides, or the one who stands up and picks up their shield and fights in the face of adversity. That's not something you learn just by going through the motions, living on automatic, on autopilot, as if everything that you've ever wanted to know about yourself was already put into your mind. No. You have to go out and discover it. You have to uncover it, peel back the layers that society has placed on.
I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to tell yourself, hey, I'm going to start on Monday. And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're going to do it this time. And this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm going to get it done. Except you're not. And you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really want to make a change, and you really want to be different, and you really want it to be this time, start fucking now.
All you need to know to change anything is, A, you're never going to feel like it. You're never going to feel ready to start that business. You're never going to feel ready to have that hard conversation. You're never going to feel like getting out of bed. We're designed to stay comfortable and safe. So if you know that you're, A, never going to feel like it, and B, that no one's coming, it's up to you. You're not a kid anymore.
You're not going to change yourself overnight. You got to start small. You got to start small. Like a little thing, a little movement. That's what it takes. You're not going to do it all in one day. You're not even going to do it all in one week. You're not even going to do it all in one month. But you know what? It starts in 1 minute. And that minute is now.
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you did not do.
Fear is our friend. Fear is like fire. You know what I mean? If you're afraid of it and you let it get out of control, it can destroy you and everything around you. But if you control it, it can cook food for you. It can heat you, keep you warm. It can be your friend. It can fight for you.
The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. If you start off with a small dream, you may not have much left when it is fulfilled, because along the way, life will test your dreams and make demands on you.
See, we all know not to be too arrogant, well, most of us, but how many of us know not to be too humble, too meek, too timid, too shy, too safe? It is said that the greatest tragedy in life is not that people aim too high and miss. It is that people aim too low and hit.
If you don't know who you are, you will accept less than you deserve. You will negotiate with your peace. You will settle in relationships where you know you don't even like going home. You just do it because it's convenient. When you don't know who you are, your haters can disturb you.
If all you do is show up every single day and try to move the needle forward on a consistent basis, and you learn from every single experience that you have and you're able to apply those lessons, you will not fail. There are two main reasons people fail to make progress. The first is they're not even showing up. They don't come to work. They don't put the time in. They don't give any effort. Or they do show up. They do try real hard, but they don't learn any lessons. They go up to the plate time and time again, and they continuously strike out because they can't figure out what they are doing wrong. So if you can show up, do some stuff, and then learn how to do it better the next time, and you repeat that process over and over again, you're gonna win.
I'll say it again. Don't confuse movement with progress, because you can run in place and not get anything done. So are you moving forward, and who you're taking with you, and how you make things better by the God-given talent that you all have in whatever area it may be?
They tell you, don't pursue the difficult, pursue comfort. Don't go after what is challenging, just settle. Be grateful for what you have and stay low. Don't make any noise. What they're really telling you is that you need to play small. Telling you that you need to settle for less than who you're supposed to be. The path to success is narrow and straight, but few there be that walk it, because it's lined with so many opportunities to fall off track. You are stronger than that. That the difficult thing is worth pursuing. The difficult thing is worth it because I get to know who I am.
Always be intentional with your desires. Know exactly what you want. So I encourage you to just write down your goals. Starting off your day with reading your goals and dreams aloud gives you a boost of positive energy. This energy can be transmuted into something we call faith. Know exactly what you want. How can you be high level if you don't know what high level is to you?
You will fail. I know no one wants to hear that, but you will. In fact, you should want to fail. You should seek out every opportunity to try to fail. And after you fall, you have a choice that you make right there, right that moment, that will determine the rest of your life. You can either define your life by the fact that you have fallen. You can define it by the fact that you have failed. Or you can look at it as, I'm one step closer to figuring this thing out.
When you see men fall, don't laugh. Learn. Learn. Because you're on your way up. And the things that tempt people to fall, you and I are not free from that temptation, nor from the weakness that will cause us to stumble and fall. When you laugh at somebody else, your enemy or your friend, you are laughing and opening a way for your own demise when you do that. Because to laugh and not learn, to make mockery and not to understand, is to make the same mistake yourself.
We all have moments when it seems the world is crashing down around us. When we feel defeated and broken. But it's in those moments when we have the greatest opportunity. When you've been defeated, when you've been driven to your knees, you have two choices. You can stay on your knees, or you can rise up and fight on.
There is no one who becomes great without failure. It comes with it. What makes you great is that you failed enough times that you learn to perfect the right things. You build the strength out of your weaknesses. You fail your way forward. Every time you fail, you get a bit of experience. That experience becomes knowledge and know-how that you can change the lives of others because of how many times you fail. The thing that you become ashamed of can be the thing that gives you a name that lasts beyond your generation.
Let's talk about change. Let's talk about that comeback that you've been aching for. Let's talk about walking that path and doing things you've never done before, seeing things you've never seen before. Let's talk about walking that path to becoming something you've never been before. And it doesn't matter what you've been or who you've been or what you've experienced. Those things only matter in the fact that they've brought you right here, right now, to this point where you're ready. Are you willing to do what it takes?
Adversity's a gift. Sometimes you can't see the light until you're in the dark. Sometimes you gotta face a setback to get set up for success. Sometimes you gotta get humble to stay humble. Sometimes you gotta get embarrassed so it doesn't happen again. You might not agree with all these lessons that have to get taught, but they gotta get taught somehow. Every time you bounce back from something unfortunate, you set yourself up to be fortunate one day. You don't know why you're going through adversity in the moment, only so you can use it for strength later. So be thankful that you're going through adversity, because the biggest blessings come wrapped in difficulty.
You see, when you bury the things that hold you back, you can create a clean patch of land, a canvas ready to be painted with your dreams and aspirations. It's an opportunity to cultivate. But here's the thing. If you keep looking at things the same way everyone else does, or if you cling to the same beliefs and limitations you've always had, nothing will ever change. You need to develop eyes to see what needs to change, ears to hear the truths and silence the doubt, hands willing to do the dirty work, and a heart that carries you through the ups and the downs, and some feet that are ready to move in the right direction.
Friendly reminder that in three generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Make no mistake, there's a big difference between wanting something and being willing to do what it takes to get it. There will always come a day where you are too tired, too sick, something unexpected happens, the car doesn't work, a friend shows up, there's not enough time, not enough motivation. When you truly make the decision that you are willing to do what it takes, you change.
You see, the times where you make mistakes is when you're actually perfect. because you get the opportunity to be authentic and to let people know that even though I failed, I didn't quit. Even though I fell down, I got up again. And every time you get up, people see resiliency. They see the effort, they see the passion, they see your purpose, and then they look to you and say, show me how I can do it, because you're the one that made me believe in me, because you showed me the way.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand it. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go-lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fucking fight. They're built for the battle.
You can fail, but you can never give up. There's too many people relying on you. There's too many people that need you. And the moment you take your life off mute, you give volume to the lives and mouths and hearts of people that will depend upon you. You don't have a right to hide. You gotta shine.
Let's eliminate all outcomes, all results, and not let anything be predicated upon that. Let's lock into the process, the dedication, the commitment, the daily work, and why do you want what you want, and what are you doing it for?
A lot of you aren't proud of who you are. You don't like the person you created. Do what I did. Start from scratch. Create somebody that's proud of.
Like, legitimately, why are you guys so obsessed with what they think? Like, why the f*** do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care? Those people are going to be in the same spot 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now that they are now. And you're sitting here stressing and being frustrated and having anxiety over what these people have to say about what you're trying to do. Bro, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. And every bit of energy that you spend concerning yourself with that is a bit of energy that you're not spending on getting better and moving your play down the field, man.
You ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more, but you weren't really sure what the next best steps were to achieve it? Me too. So what's your more? What's your destination?
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect.
Even if you're on the bench, your mindset must be put me in the game, coach. You got to start putting that in the atmosphere. Give me the opportunity. I'm ready. But you can't say that, and you can't put it in the atmosphere if you don't put in the work. The work begins in the mind. It's a decision that you want to do more than just exist. That you want the opportunity to lead somebody by example. And in order to be an example, you must make one of yourself. You must be willing to evolve from a child to an adult with purpose. You must be willing to put away childish things and find a way to put in work no matter where you are.
This is an opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm gonna take advantage of it. So y'all gotta do me a favor. From now on, when you do what you do, I don't care if you practice it. You put in 120% every time, or you don't put in nothing, because listen to me very closely. Today, this opportunity you have, it might not be here next year. It might not be here the year after next. It might not be here the year after that. This is the only moment you've got. And you better take advantage of this particular moment.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
And if one is passionate and committed in the noble pursuit of excellence within their chosen field, be that the arts, technology, science, humanitarianism, conservationism, then I would say one has a moral obligation and an ethical duty to be of service and to always strive to be part of the solution, not the problem.
Success is not easy. It's not guaranteed. If it was, everybody would have it and everybody would do it. Knowing that there's a drive inside each of us, there's something that calls to us that in the middle of the night, it gnaws and nags at us. We know we're meant for more. You know you're meant for more. And when I think about that call, that sometimes it's silent, sometimes it's faint, and other times it's ringing loud as can be. The times in my life when I've experienced that have been what carried me through the hard times.
And I want to remind you that, like, hard times don't last. And I know sometimes it feels like the storm never ends. I know sometimes it feels like our breakthrough is never going to come. I know it feels like that at times. And trust me, a ray of sunshine shows its face. I'm hit with another storm. Every time I get my head above water, it's like another flood hits my life. Every time I feel like I'm getting ahead, it feels like I get knocked back down. But I always hold on to this truth that no storm lasts forever. I always hold on to this truth that joy will always come in the morning.
I know it's hard. I know you want to quit. I know you want to throw your hands up in the air, like, I've done everything. I've exhausted my resources. I've exhausted my relationships. I've done all these things. I've burned the bridges. I've hurt people. Okay, maybe you have. But there's redemption, and there's an opportunity to come back. You know that there's more for you. You know that you are destined for greatness. And it's just somewhere along the way your vision got clouded. Somewhere along the way, voices got into your head and told you you can't do that. That's for other people. You've done too many things wrong. People aren't going to listen to you. They don't want to hear your message. You have nothing to offer. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. But I have value no matter what. And my mistakes don't define me, and my wins don't define me. I just am. And in those places, I have a capacity to be the greatest version of myself that I could ever be, with no limitations, no roadblocks, no barriers. But I still have to work.
If you do the thing, in spite of being fearful of doing the thing, that is courage. And if you don't do the thing, even though you felt like doing the thing, that is cowardice.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
You're going to work hard, and nothing's going to happen. You're going to give it your all and nothing's going to happen. You're going to pour your heart out into it and nothing is going to happen. And the hardest part is that it might go on for weeks, months, years even. And you might sit there wondering, when is this going to pay off? How much more do I have to bear? How much longer do I have to walk? You look at the world and say, you said one more lap 3 laps ago. You said 2 more reps 5 reps ago. But you must endure. You say, I can't make it to that next corner. I gotta walk one more street light. My legs might give out if I give this one more step. But you must endure.
Consistency is not the problem, it's the discipline. Making the choice to do the thing that is going to serve you in the long term rather than what's going to serve you right now. Delay gratification, discipline. Everybody's consistent. Most people are just consistent in the wrong things.
But I'll tell you a secret. If your dreams go too long without becoming a reality, they slowly morph into nightmares of what could have been. And we all know people, this is true, who they firmly believe that their best days are behind them and that their future is dimmer than their past. And that's a terrible way to live. But what I'll tell you is the only way to turn your dreams into reality is to combine it with action. So it's not just about thinking big. That's great, that's a first step, but then you have to act big. If you want to live the life of your dreams, you have to act big.
In the midst of the storm, a lot of people feel like, man, I lost this. I lost that. But when you come out of the storm, the perspective that you gain, the person that you have become, right? The happiness that you gain, the joy, the peace that you gain, right? You always gain something in spite of what you consider to be a loss.
You have to take that time. You have to earn that shot, earn that opportunity. And when you earn it, you'll make the most of it. Because you put in the work, you wrote down the goals, you made it a part of your discipline, and now it's a part of your fiber. You're cut from a different cloth. Don't allow yourself to be draped around something that can't appreciate you. You're expensive. It costs a hell of a lot to make you. Don't sell yourself cheap.
You're having a hard time. Well, guess what? Everybody has hard times. You, me, and everybody else. We all deal with shit that we'd rather not be dealing with. And there's two kinds of people that have hard times. There's the kind of people who go through hard times, and then eventually they find their way to prosperity. Then there's people who have hard times and just stay there and spin their wheels in the hard times for the rest of their lives. And it's one simple thing that decides which one of those people you're going to be. And it's this. The people who go on to prosper stop when they're having the hard time and they ask themselves a very simple question. What is this situation supposed to teach me? And then when they find the answer to that, they apply that lesson moving forward. And the people who wallow and the people who become victims and the people who suffer their entire lives don't do that. So do it.
See, the only time that we realize how far we can go is when we push beyond that limit that we stopped at before. You are capable of so much more than you realize, but you stop short because your mind tells you to stop, but your body can go on for more and more. You are capable, and when your body gives out, your mind wants to go on for longer. You are the one in control. You are the one who has the power to say, I want to stop here or I want to keep going.
Put down your why. It's what will motivate you when you don't feel like it. Days in the gym will come and go and you'll feel like, I've done enough, I'm too sore. I'm still not over an injury. There will be days where you feel like not getting up and going because motivation isn't always there. But you have to absolutely talk to yourself and convince yourself that your why is big enough to give you the passion to get over the pain, to get on with the plan. And then you got to get over your old excuses.
50% of men and women cannot or will not look at themselves in the mirror because they are either disgusted or disappointed with where they are in life. And if you cannot look at yourself in the mirror That is an act of self-rejection. That is an act of self-criticism. That is an act of self-hatred. That's not just a casual thing you're doing. The rest of us that can look at ourselves, what we do when we look at ourselves is we focus on the things we need to fix. For most women, putting on makeup is not additive. It's not a creative expression. It's covering something up that you don't like. And for so many men, if it's not about your appearance, it's about where you are in life, the mistakes that you've made. That action, that intention behind it, is self-rejection.
I know a lot of you out there, you've lost your voice. And I want to speak to you to tell you that even if you decide from hearing from others that they told you that you cannot speak or what you say doesn't matter, you can still speak. I know you can speak because I was speaking all throughout my life inside of me.
A wise person once said, "What surprises me most about humankind is that we get bored of our childhood, rush to grow up, and long to be children again. That we lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health. That by thinking anxiously about the future, we forget the present."
Who are you? Are you the one who endures? Let's find out. And when you find out that you can endure longer than you thought before, amazing things happen. You realize how powerful you truly are.
Do I have weakness? I am nothing but weakness. I'm not naturally strong or fast or flexible. I'm certainly not the smartest person in the world. I get emotional over stupid things. I eat the wrong foods. I don't sleep enough. I procrastinate and I waste time. I care too much about meaningless things and not enough about important things. My ego is too big. My mind is too small, often trapped inside itself. Now, all that being said, I have a saying. A person's strength is often their biggest weakness, but their weaknesses can become strengths.
Input determines output. Output determines outlook. Outlook determines outcome. Outcome determines destiny. I want to talk to you if you're going through things in your life. I want to ask you, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself, it's all happening to me, and it's because, why is it happening to me? What did I do wrong? Are you talking to yourself about how it's all happening to you? I wanted to ask you this because it all happened to me as well. And throughout the whole journey, I asked one question to myself every time, every day, every minute. I ask, what am I supposed to learn from all of these things that are happening to me? What is the lesson? Why is this happening to me? And what should I learn from it? Are you doing that? Because I tell you, because that's how you get out of what's happening to you. When you ask, why is it happening to me? And what am I supposed to learn? Because when you learn from it, you can use it as your superpower to overcome anything that happens to you after that. So I'm asking you, are you asking yourself this?
Once you make that first cold call, you're likely to keep going. Once you start writing that first sentence on this chapter, you're going to keep writing. Once you hit record on that video, on the video, you're going to keep going. Once you fill out the first name, last name line on the application you need to fill out, you're going to keep going. Once you pull up your resume template and you start writing, you're going to keep going. Because the problem isn't your ability to do what you need to do. I say every day that it is never too late to wake up and be the person you want to be. And you deserve that. And here's the truth on how you do that. You have to act like you believe in yourself before you believe in yourself. I'm going to say that again. You want to learn how to stop doubting yourself. You want to learn how to believe in yourself again. You want to learn how to not be so afraid or full of doubt. Because again, you have to act like you believe in yourself before you do believe in yourself. So let me just make this super, super detailed for you. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you sit down in that chair, you are acting like you believe in yourself.
When you endure, you show others what's possible. When you continue on and push when you are tired and you feel like your tank is on empty, you inspire and leave a legacy. Leaving that legacy of what humans are capable of. See, it's not about you. It's about everyone that comes after you. It's about the person to your left and the right that needs an example. You are that example, and you become that example because you can endure. You can endure the pain. I promise you can. You can endure the hate. I promise you can. Because when you show that your character is still intact in those moments when you have every reason to abandon it, that right there, my friend, is greatness. You have that greatness within you. You have the greatness to endure. Now go get it.
When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
There's nothing in this life that will destroy you faster than you being unable to forgive yourself for your wrongdoings. The you that was you yesterday is not the you that is you today. Today's a new day. Today's a new you.
If you're waiting for the perfect conditions to take action, they don't exist. So many people never chase their dreams because they don't know exactly how that dream will be achieved. They don't have all of the details, so they let fear of the unknown paralyze them, and their dream slowly dies. Martin Luther King said, "You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." And that's the secret. That first step is almost magical in its power.
If everybody who's like at the bottom and feels like they have nothing going for them, reframe that as I have nothing going for me, which also means that I have nothing to lose by taking action, it makes you a much more dangerous person.
They say that talent is hitting a target that no one else can hit, but that genius is hitting a target no one else can see. In society, we're often pressured into following the example of the talent, trying to hit that seemingly impossible target just because somebody else at one point hit it. Now, I believe that what one man can do, another man can, but believing too much that that one target that somebody hit is meant for you can be a distraction from your genius. Why do you think you fall asleep to the dreams that you have? Why do you think your imagination conjures up ideas and visions of starting that business? Why do you think these things come through your mind? It's because that right there is a clue to your genius.
In that first step, three things happen. First, your fear recedes because your brain realizes you're still alive. The second is your excitement grows because now you're outside of your comfort zone, and that's where you feel most alive. And the third thing is, you start to build momentum. And that takes you to the next step, and the next, and the next. And if you take enough steps, your dream becomes your reality.
Thank you.
This is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place, something that you have left behind. Let it be something good.
And like I say, you know, I always tell people, a lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step.
You know those times when it feels like the whole world's against you and your dreams are miles away? I know I've been there, and I want you to know that you've got what it takes to push through. When you hit the lows, don't throw in the towel. Dig deep into your inner strength, because you're way more resilient than you realize. Believe in yourself even when it feels like nobody else does. It's like having an anchor in the storm. It's a source of comfort and guidance when things get tough. Lean in on your faith and trust that you're never alone in this journey. Your dreams, your goals, your ambitions, they're worth every ounce of pain, every tear that you've shed. The road might be bumpy, but it's leading you to something incredible.
Here's the thing with success. Every time there's success, you have to be prepared for the darkness. So anytime something happens good to you, you have to sort of now look out for what's going to anchor that, because you can't have sunshine without darkness.
You have to be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of whatever the life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. You got to be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight. Stay in the war. Stay in the battle. Armor your mind.
You failing, or is God prevailing? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you failing, or is God prevailing? Because oftentimes when it doesn't go the way we want it to go, you feel as if you lose a person, you feel as if dreams defer, you feel like you're failing, right? Man, are you failing, or is God prevailing? That's the question I always ask myself, right? But also understanding that all things are interconnected and all things work to my advancement as a person. Right. Every single day I say that, no matter what happens this day, no matter how it goes, all things will contribute to my advancement as a person.
What if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, if you die before you get to your dream, die going to your dream. At least you will finish this world going somewhere, not just sitting, saying, man, if only.
I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. Hold on. You keep going. You keep studying. You keep writing. You keep singing. You just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, I'm telling you, trouble don't last always. Every storm that's come, it will pass.
So they told you what you did wasn't good enough. They told you that you wouldn't be anything. They told you that you weren't tall enough, you weren't fast enough, that you weren't strong enough. You didn't come from the right neighborhood, but still you show up. You must continue to show up. See, the reason that most people become successful in life isn't because they were dealt a better hand. It wasn't because they have a better background than you. It's because they never gave up. They just kept showing up. They were that dripping faucet that wouldn't stop. They were the one who was relentless in their pursuit. They said, I'm going to chase this thing until I get it.
Overthinking is the art. It's an art. It is literally an art. It's an art that a lot of individuals here have mastered. It's the art of creating issues and problems that don't exist. There's enough issues in life that already exist. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. It wakes you up. It gets you going. Doubt you create. Everything you've doubted about yourself, everything you've doubted about your abilities, everything you've doubted about how far you can go, everything you've doubted about how hard you should work, everything's doubted about where you should be. You created it. You're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to have fear. You're not supposed to have doubt.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
You had to create a human. What would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
When you look at someone and you say that man or that woman has something that I don't have, you're telling yourself a justification as to why you can't do it. You're talking yourself out of it. They didn't have that ability either. They got it from showing up every day and executing, and especially when they don't feel like it.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Because I promise you, if you quit, no one will ever know your name. If you quit, you will never know who you could have been. That's the difference. So many people go to their graves because they quit too early. They didn't have that attitude of being relentless, and will never know who they were. That will not be you. You are the one who continues. You are the one who says, I'm showing up for this thing. You are the one who says, maybe I wasn't successful the first time. Maybe I failed the second time and the third time and the fourth time, but best believe I'm coming back for that fifth time.
because I need to discover this. You need to discover this. You need to know what it's like when you don't give up, because I know that you already know what is on the other side of quitting too early. But what is on the other side of you being relentless?
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Until your mind is open to the possibilities that I can do this, you would never be able to do it. Once the mind starts to believe it can be achieved, only then does it start to break down tactically how we can do this. Until then, you're going to always lose.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Why bother? Why try? I mean, what difference does it make in the end? Maybe these are some of the voices that you've heard going on inside of your head. Maybe it's something you've told yourself out loud. So why try? What does it matter in the end? It matters because you woke up today. And so many people did. You woke up today and took a breath. You saw light coming through the window. And so many people didn't.
It's what you say to yourself on a daily basis. If you say, you can't hurt me, can't hurt me. When you fail, you fall on your ass, somebody bullies you. Whatever's going on in your life, can't hurt me. It starts to get in your mind. And before you know it, it's the truth.
The hardest thing is to start. Start, man. Most people are frozen with fear and you frozen with the how-to. Quit worrying about if you don't have the education. If you don't have all the credentials, you need the vision and you got to be ready to work. You got to go for it.
Endurance is the key. Sometimes you just got to outlash your enemy. He may have you overpowered. He may have you outnumbered. But sometimes you just got to endure. You got to have that power to be able to just stay with it until the end, until it's all over. Do not quit.
The mind is a battlefield. You've got to be able to navigate between the things that have happened to you and the things that you would like to do. You got to imagine yourself to be more than what anyone can define. Open up the mind and realize that your talents, your abilities, your gifts have made you unique. There is no scoreboard. There is no stat that can trap or define or confine you to being what you were made to be at the foundations of the earth in the hands of God that put you on earth.
The dreams that you have still exist within you. And that means there is still the capacity for them to become a reality. But so many people have lost that opportunity because they didn't wake up today. But you did. You woke up and you have this chance. You have this chance right now. And the best part is that you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to stand there and say, if only I had done what I should have done last week, last month, last year. All of that can change right now.
Whether it's adversity, whether it's suffering, whether it's pain, if you choose to run towards it, who you become on the other side of it is a newer, higher, more transcendent version of you.
But you got to be willing to go to war against the voices that told you you could not become something. Because the moment you decide you want to be great, you can be. But there has to be a changing of the mind. You got to go to battle and silence the voices that have told you that you couldn't amount to anything. Because you mount to more than what people can count. You see, your potential is limitless unless you place the limits on you. The only one you're in competition with is in the mirror, and that mirror reflects whatever you want to see.
You're not as far away from these dreams as you think you are. You're actually a lot closer than you think. But because you think it's so far away, you behave in accordance with that belief system, and it always keeps it that far away from you. First thing is, you need to believe and know that you're one decision, one relationship, one meeting, one book, one thought, one something away from a completely different life. And when you know that, then you begin to look for them.
Not waste the experience. If we look at a journey, something that we want to accomplish, don't turn out the way we want it to, we throw it to the side. Nah, man, I'm cool on that. That ain't it. Right? And we waste the experience. And it's like, nah, don't waste that. Learn from it.
Even if you're tired, you can still go to the gym. Even if you're annoyed with your spouse, you can still speak in a manner that's loving. Even if you don't feel like doing that hard work, you can still push yourself to do it. Your feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior and your thoughts are always a choice.
Today, I want to remind you of a truth that often gets overshadowed by the noise of doubt and skepticism. You were born to be great, and within your heart lies the compass that points to your dreams. It's time to follow that compass, to pursue your passions with unwavering determination, and to silence the doubters and the naysayers. Life is too short to be spent living someone else's dream or bowing to the opinions of those who say you can't. Instead, I urge you to listen to this, your heart.
You do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in one day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things, they take time.
And you go on that mission to upgrade yourself, to become the 2.0 version of yourself. That is threatening. That is scary to the people around you. They don't know this version of you anymore. They can't relate to you.
Maybe your story isn't to receive the opportunity from somebody else, but maybe your story is to make the opportunity for yourself. To step out on life, to play for loud. No more playing small. You were never made to play small. You were meant to play for loud. And I want to see it happen. Because I know that you are capable of it. I don't care what you've been told in the past. I don't care what you've told yourself in the past. But as of right now, everything changes. Go get it.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup.
You chose this path. It's a damn hard one. You owe it to yourself to see it through.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not?
It's time to take all of that negativity, all of those labels that were tried to be thrown at you, it's time to take all of them and wear them as badges of honor. Oh, you told me that I was weak? You told me that I would never be anything? Watch me become successful. Everything that people throw at you to bring you down, it makes the victory sweeter when you get to the top of the mountain. That's why they throw it at you. It's meant to be part of your story.
Only weak motherfuckers in life go after things and attempt things they already know they can achieve. You've got to do something you're not quite sure of. Try something new if you want to switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's where your body's forced to adapt, forced to suffer the discipline today, so you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow.
There is no story without a plot. There is no story without a villain trying to bring the hero down. That's why we watch the movies. That's why we read the stories. We want to see that story of triumph. It's what inspires us deep down within to take the same action.
What is something that all the successful people who have ever lived or who will ever live have in common? It is the first step. They have all and all will have an unwavering commitment to take the critical first step. All dreams, ambitions, and goals have this in common. You have to start. You have to take the first step.
Instead of making huge plans with huge steps, better think about how to structure your 24 hours and put a little bit of what you want to develop there inside that day.
No matter what you are going through in life, how sad you are, how much pain you're feeling, the trauma that you're going through, you are strong enough to see another day. And it's not about being 100% every single day. It's about just showing up. That's what I do. No matter what the odds, no matter how I'm feeling, I show up every single day.
I had made the decision that I would either die or I would succeed. For anyone who's going through it right now, the refrain, the repeated message that I had to myself over and over again was, I cannot lose if I do not quit. And so if I could just have that, then it meant like it was like this tiny little thing. It's like, if I don't quit, I didn't lose. It just means I still get to play.
We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. That in fact, it may be necessary to encounter defeats so we can know who the hell we are. What can we overcome? What makes us stumble and fall and somehow miraculously rise and go on?
You are the hero in this story. You are the hero in your story. And now you can take all of that negativity, all of that pain, and you can use it to hurt people. You can use it to dish out the same negativity, the same hurt that you received. Or you can take that pain, take all of that hurt, and use it as the reason to never see it in the world again.
Listen to people that are going to tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to haters, don't listen to naysayers, don't listen to people that give you advice that tell you to slow down or you shouldn't do it or you can't do it or the time's not right or any of those other things. Those are dream stealers. They were sent to you to see if you'll overcome them. They were sent to you to test your resiliency. And if you can overcome that, if you just discard all of that stuff and you get clear on those other things, you've got a really good chance of doing something great with your life. And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life.
The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route. The struggle, the pain, the frustration, and the overcoming of those things. And not only do they pay, they fulfill you as well. Because it shows the people around you what is possible, and there's nobility in that.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
One trait that predicts success. Now, one more attempt at a set or a rep in the gym. That one more plate that you're going to put on when you're working out. That one more mile that you're going to run. That one more time when you fell on your ass and you're going to get back up. That one more time that you're going to make an attempt at your life's ambitions. That is the separator between average people and savage people.
In every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one who lost sleep at night. I'm the one who got up early. I'm the one who carried the emotional burden of winning. Just like you are. You're the one.
Thank you.
And I sit around and I say, okay, so you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here. We have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability, talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just clueless to how powerful they are.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends. And I mean, the bars are always open, always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to wonder, will you make it? Do you have all the talent, the skills that are necessary to go to the next level? Everyone has fear. But you can't allow fear to cripple you. You can't allow fear to stop you. What you have to do is remember that courage is simply when prayers have covered over fear.
The human spirit is by nature an enduring spirit. Endurance is more than a mere word. It is an art of not just surviving, but thriving in the face of life's most formidable challenges. This grand journey of life is simply a symphony of experiences that include moments of pure joy and periods of profound hardship. It is easy to celebrate the highs, yet during the lows, we discover our true strength and capacity.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in the lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around.
Inside your heart, inside your soul, you must see yourself achieving and doing what no one in your family has ever done. You must see yourself as the one who is the generational curse breaker. You have to see yourself as the person that is going to be strong enough to lift the family out of poverty. You have all the skills and all the talent. All you have to do is surround yourself with people who will encourage you and challenge you to grow. Don't take the easy route.
Your ego must die. Who you are today is no longer resourceful for who you're going to be, who you are to be next. For you to fulfill your greatest purpose here on this planet, in this lifetime, you have to have multiple deaths to immature versions of yourself so that you could be reborn as a stronger version of yourself. That's how the process goes.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. No one's effing coming to save you.
Don't quit. Get off your butt. Get out of those stands. Get in the arena.
Doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's... You know, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks. But you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway. Right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
When life gets dark, I mean at the darkest of times, there is a light within ourselves that can guide us forward. We have the choice to follow that light, that personal enduring light that can carry us through on to victory. We are not victims, we are victors. Listen to your inner voice. You are a victory. You will succeed. You will come out on top. The best version of yourself is yet to be revealed to the world. You have the reserves of inner strength you have not yet tapped.
Don't let anybody ever tell you that you're not good enough, okay? And so many young people think that they can't, or they don't have the potential, or if somebody else is better, forget everything about it. I mean, you know, if you really want something bad enough, if you really, really want something bad enough, you'll figure out a way to get there.
I think having a sense of urgency is very beneficial, and understanding that your time is limited can aid you greatly. I think knowing that this is a temporary time, that we have finite life spans, there's great power in that, because it motivates you, it gets you going.
Most humans who could ever exist never will. And so the fact that you exist at all is against stupefying odds of who gets born and who does not. Realizing this, you are you, I am me. We are alive. We get to die. And to get to die means you get to live. Any moment you spend squandering those moments you are alive does disrespect to all those who will never even be born.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.